The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so we'll begin this guided meditation with an encouragement to get comfortable with loving-kindness meditation. There's an emphasis on finding some ease. And you can shift your posture during the sit if you find that you need to. Just ask that you do that in a mindful way. Somehow this microphone doesn't really want to fit me today. There we go. And we'll start by taking an alert, upright posture. And let's take three long, slow, deep breaths. And see if the exhale, there can be a certain amount of relaxation that happens. And then it can be helpful at the beginning of a meditation to check in and see if there's some tension, some tightness, some holding that can be readily let go of. The objective here isn't to get rid of all tension. I'm not sure that's possible right at the beginning here. But we can let go of, relax what's simple to let go of and to relax. You might check in and see if there's some tension or tightness in your face. Maybe around the eyes or the jaw. Sometimes just bringing awareness to the tightness can allow a certain amount of softening. And check in with the shoulders. Are they relaxed? Allowing the shoulder blades to slide down the back. What about your hands? Are they relaxed? The belly. You can soften the belly. Sometimes we hold tension in the upper part of our legs, the quadriceps. If these areas don't relax or soften, that's okay too. Just see if you can bring a certain amount of ease to there not being ease parts of the body. And then let's bring our awareness to the sensations of breathing. The movement of the abdomen, the movement of the chest, or the feeling of air going in and out of the nose. Choose one of those three and just very gently rest your awareness on the movement or the feeling. It's not so much that we're thinking about the movements associated with breathing, but that we're feeling them, the sensations. What does it feel like to have the abdomen go move out, move in. When the mind wanders, and that's what minds do, so that will happen, we just very gently bring our attention back to the sensations of breathing. We don't have to make it a problem. We don't have to have a whole story around it. Just very gently bring your attention back to the sensations of breathing. See if there can be a certain amount of collecting of yourself, in whatever way you understand that, around the sensations of breathing. See if you can give yourself over to the sensations of breathing. And when you discover you're no longer paying attention to the sensations of breathing, that's okay. Just very gently bring your attention back and begin again. And now that we've settled a little bit with mindfulness of breathing, let's open it up to loving kindness or metta meditation. And we'll begin where it's easiest. And we'll start with bring to mind somebody for whom it's easy for you to feel love towards, for you to feel respect, care, gratitude, warm wishes. It's best to choose someone for whom you don't have a complicated relationship. This often means it's someone we don't know really well. See if you can visualize this person. If you're having difficulty finding someone for whom it's easy to send loving kindness. You can choose a pet, maybe. Or maybe you can imagine someone as a baby, as an infant. So visualizing this person or this loved being as best you can. And then to help support the feeling or the intention of loving kindness, we use these phrases that you can repeat after me silently in your mind. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. If you can, see if you can keep a sense of the person to whom you're sending this, either through visualizing or having a felt sense of the person or the loved one. It's okay if the phrases might feel dry, or they might support a warm feeling, or perhaps the opposite will come up. So kind of the three different choices, all of them or none of them, or one of them may happen. See if you can just stay with the practice. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. If you find that indeed there is a warm feeling in the heart center, in the chest, or elsewhere in the body, allow it to get as big as it would like to get. If you find the opposite of loving kindness, instead some anger arising, that's okay too. That's part of the process. See if you can just allow it to be there without making it a problem. Or maybe you don't feel any particular emotion. That's okay. This practice has an effect if you have any of these responses. It can support our lives with any of these responses. Again, bring into mind the benefactor, the loved one. And to help support our intention of loving kindness, the cultivation of loving kindness, we say the phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. If these phrases feel awkward or clunky somehow, you're welcome to change them and use phrases that are meaningful for you. It's a good idea to keep them simple and not too many. Something that you can sink into and relax into. Of course, they don't need to be in English. Maybe you have another language that is your heart language, your mother tongue. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Now we're going to expand our circle, our expression of loving kindness, to include ourselves. So any good feeling that you had for the benefactor, can you widen it to include yourself? Loving kindness for ourselves helps us flourish. So we can bring a sense of ourselves to mind. That can either be through a visualization or maybe an interior sensing or experience. And just like we sent good vibes to the benefactor, we'll do the same for ourselves. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And repeat the phrases at your own pace, allowing any warm feelings you have to grow. And if you're finding the opposite of warm feelings, can you allow them to be there? Can you extend kindness towards those feelings? It's the truth of the moment. Can you just recognize that's what's happening without making it a problem? May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Perhaps we can recognize how, in fact, we are also our own benefactors. Just as we sent loving kindness to a benefactor, somebody who supports us, there are so many ways in which we do support ourselves. The obvious ways of feeding and clothing and sleeping. But in the many ways that we try to take care of ourselves, can we appreciate that? Just as the benefactor supports us, can we recognize the way that we support ourselves? May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. can feel into your body. See how it feels. Is there a sense of warmth? Maybe a sense of well-being? Or maybe there's some coldness and not a sense of well-being. Can we allow them to be there? Can we be with the truth of this moment without adding too much extra story, without adding any story? And then to end this meditation, bring your awareness to the pressure of the chair or the cushion on your body. Feel your feet on the ground. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So in the preface to this guided meditation, which unfortunately didn't get recorded, I talked about some of the benefits of loving kindness for ourselves, also recognizing that sometimes it's difficult. But also just in general, loving kindness can, as I mentioned in the guided meditation, can support a sense of well-being and warmth and some goodness. But also the opposite can come up. I keep on mentioning this because I've had a lot of this experience myself, trying to send loving kindness, and I find myself being angry, like really really angered, without any specific object of anger. So it's fascinating for me that thousands of years ago, the Buddhists talked about this very thing, doing metta meditation, and sometimes anger comes up instead, or some of the opposite ideals come up instead. So we don't have to take it personally. I don't know, countless persons have been doing this meditation through these thousands of years, and they've been having this experience too. And this way, sometimes it's considered a purification, quote-unquote. I feel a little bit awkward using that word, but sometimes things come up and we don't have to figure them out exactly, understand them. We don't have to analyze them. Maybe it's obvious what they are, maybe it isn't. We can just allow them to come up and to pass away, arise and pass away. But I also want to say sometimes I've done this practice, and hopefully maybe you have tapped into this too, this real sense of love, care, goodwill towards others. Kind of just relaxing into that, easing into that. For me, sometimes it feels like a warm bath sometimes, like soothing, calm, comfortable. It's a whole range of experiences. The point of this meditation isn't to have particular experiences. We don't get to control those. It's creating the conditions. It's cultivating our minds, setting the intention for loving kindness. By repeatedly having these intentions, or making it more likely we'll have those intentions again, that habits will get developed. And with those new habits come new stories, new ways we interpret things, new ways that we behave. With new interpretations, new ways we behave, our lives change. Benefit ourselves and benefit those around us. So I'd love to hear, how was that for you? How was that meditation? How was it switching from mindfulness to loving kindness, going from the benefactor to the self? Did you have difficulty finding a benefactor, staying with a benefactor? Did you have difficulty with yourself? Was it easeful? Did you find that you were distracted? There can be a whole range of responses. Maybe you had all of those, right? That was 30 minutes, so plenty of time for everything to happen. If anybody would like to share a comment or a question, that'd be great. Then we can use the microphones.
I thought there was more substance.
We're just going to use the microphones. So can somebody? Thank you. I'm tethered to this microphone.
Keep it on that side.
So you can just click it. Yeah, it'll turn green.
I felt there was more substance with the second meditation, metta, than the clearance of the mindfulness meditation.
What do you mean by that, more substance?
More energy, more vibrant colors to vibe with, with the meditation.
So it felt more alive?
Colorful.
Colorful. Great. Thank you. And was it the same with the benefactor and with yourself? Was there a difference between the two?
I felt there was more colors with myself.
And was it a pleasant experience to have these colors, or neutral, or unpleasant, or?
Yeah, it was nice.
Great, thank you.
Maybe because this is new for me, when we came to our loving kindness for ourselves, I didn't feel anything. Nothing. I was trying for something, but nothing. And maybe that's okay, and maybe that's not unusual when you're just first starting.
It's very okay, and it happens when you're in the beginning of your practice, when you're in the middle of the practice, and when you're at the end. It's just sometimes that's how it is. We're just creating the conditions in which loving-kindness can arise. We can't make it arise, right? We can't make ourselves feel certain things. But one thing that's interesting that people that have practiced this a lot will talk about, that it has an effect on us whether or not we actually are feeling full of loving kindness. Kind of the neuroplasticity of the brain is the way that I think about it, is that it has an effect to repeatedly set the intentions. So what we would be, I was going to say, what would make a difference is if then we felt like, if we felt ourselves feeling full of anger, I'm supposed to be feeling this, and I don't feel it, and then we kind of go down the story. Just easy to do. So if you find yourself doing that, see if you can relax that, and just come back to saying the phrases. Thank you. Actually, I should ask you, so did you find that you had a feeling with the benefactor, but when it came to the self, yourself, that it went away, or?
A little bit more with the benefactor, but I say that when I was meditating last week, during mindfulness meditation, and my mind was wandering, and I was thinking about a benefactor and thinking that I was seeing that person again, hugging it, and I thought, oh wow, that's a good emotion, I should kind of look into that. And all of a sudden, I was breathing really fast, and my eyes started tearing, and then I started to cry. I mean, it was just really
profound
for me,
because
all of a sudden, just like that, all of that happened, just from feeling good about
something. Yeah, so just as I said, we don't get to control our emotions, we can't make things happen, but we're creating the condition. So would you say that experience, was it very poignant?
Yeah. The next couple of days of meditating were just like, weren't the same. That was still so prevalent in my mind.
Yeah. This can happen, right? With kind of sustained practice, regular practice, then there's a certain softening and opening can happen, and a lot of joy and beauty and love can arise. That's fantastic. Thank you for sharing that. Can I ask you to use the microphone?
I felt like I might have used the wrong benefactor. So I was trying to think of relationships that I have that are not too complicated.
Yeah.
And the only relationship I could think of was with my dog. She's really cute. Her name is Snow. And so the love I have for her is this kind of like simple, cute, huggy kind of love. And when I try to redirect that towards me, it just didn't fit at all.
Mm.
I don't have that kind of relationship with myself.
Mm.
Not to say that at some level I don't love myself, but I don't love myself in this like pure, unconditional, no strings attached, cuddly way. So yeah. I found that kind of difficult.
And so when you switched to yourself, did you have to, were you able to have any warm feeling towards yourself, or it just was a different warm feeling?
I felt like I should have, and it made sense to, like logically speaking, to have that kind of love for myself, but I just didn't.
Yeah. I'm like, logic. Well, let's not have logic here.
Yeah.
We're kind
so
of.
So I was like, it makes sense that I would. You know, I'm a reasonable human being.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think I did.
Yeah, yeah. I guess maybe that's maybe a downside of kind of doing towards love and kindness initially towards not a person, and then when we move it towards ourself, that it often can feel like a little bit awkward. That transition can be a little bit awkward. But it's okay. I mean, I'm still doing the practice where you are able to repeat the phrases, may I be safe, et cetera. Yeah.
And, you know, a little bit, I think, of that sunk in, especially I changed one of them to may you be at peace, and that seemed to resonate more with me.
Yeah.
And that helped.
Great, great. That's a good idea to change them. There's there's no magic to these particular ones, these particular phrases. Yeah, but there's value. Just like she was saying that doing these practices, they may have an effect not here during the meditation while we're all sitting here talking about it, but you may notice an effect the next day, the next week, the next month with this practice. That even though we're not having the feelings we logically think we should have or something like this, it doesn't mean the practice doesn't have an effect on us. Thank you for sharing.
Is there any difference? I caught myself during the meditation switching it up from I to Sean, my name. Is there is it any different, or should I stick to I?
Well, let me ask you, why did you switch it up?
What do you mean, why?
Yeah, so if you said...
I just felt comfortable calling myself, may Sean be at peace.
It just felt more comfortable?
Healthy, happy...
Then if that's what feels like the more natural, the more comfortable, then that's what you should do. It doesn't have to be may I. But I don't know, you can play around with this and investigate, like, what's the difference for you? May I be safe? May
like Sean has more of an identity than I.
And then is it easier to have loving kindness for one or the other? Or
it was still there, but I felt I was just grooving more with Sean.
Yeah, we don't have to make this complicated. So if it just feels like that's just what's arising and feels the best, then you can just go with it. And there may be another time when you're doing this when it doesn't quite feel right, and you can try, may I. We can. It doesn't. There doesn't have to be one, you know, particular
that's
way.
That's not selfish or anything, by switching it out.
Yeah, so this is such a common question, right? It kind of feels selfish. No, it's not selfish. It's this idea that, right, we want to work for may all beings be at ease and have happiness and health. And actually, we count in this all beings. And it's, I think all of us have this experience that even though we may not love ourselves completely, we can love other people. But it's difficult to sustain that love for other people over the long term through the difficulties if we don't also have some love for ourselves. So we can have a deeper love for other people. We can have a more steady, longer lasting, I'm not exactly sure what to use, if we love ourselves. So we can cultivate both at the same time, loving others and loving ourselves. So it just helps us to, helps us help others. We have time for one more comment or question. So can we send the microphone back?
It's on a kind of on a practical side. This is the second week I've done this, but I both weeks I feel like I'm almost falling asleep, and I both times almost I felt like I almost fell over because I got maybe I'm getting really relaxed. So, do you have any instruction for kind of how to hold yourself?
Yeah, this
upright.
Is right. Yeah, we don't want any injuries. Yeah, so there's a few things you can do. And of course, it's not surprising, right? At this time of the day, right, to kind of feel tired, especially if you worked all day or something like this. So here's a few things. One is you can just with your posture, bring a little more energy to your posture. That's, you know, that's kind of one way to kind of stay awake. Another is to open your eyes just a little bit so that you're looking like maybe 45 degrees down with a soft focus, and bringing in that light is one that can help us stay awake. And then, right, as we were doing the phrases, I'm slowing down, getting slower and slower, right, as we go on, but maybe you want to keep a faster pace to kind of keep a little more energy up. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. You know, so not in a way that's frantic, but has the faster and a little more energy to it. So those are three things you can try to kind of help with that. You're welcome. Okay. So thank you all for coming here, and may you have happiness, health, safety, well-being, ease, and peace. Thank you. I'll stay.